Promoting Circumcision of the Heart. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne. His trailing robes spread over the temple floor, and seraphs hovered around him, each with six wings, two covering the face, two covering the body, and two to fly with. They kept calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. His majestic splendor fills the whole earth." At the sound of the chant, the foundations of the threshold shook, and the temple began to fill with smoke. Then I said, "Alas, I am undone, man of unclean lips that I am, living among a people of unclean lips. I am undone, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." But one of the seraphs flew towards me with a live coal in his hand, which he had lifted with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it, saying, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt is gone, your sin forgiven." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" I answered, "Here I am, send me." Then he said, "Go and tell this people, listen and listen, but never understand. Look and look, but never see. Make the mind of this people dull. Make their ears heavy and close up their eyes, lest their eyes see, lest their ears hear, lest their minds understand and their health be restored." "Lord," I asked, "for how long?" He answered, "Till they are ruined, till the towns are empty, and their houses uninhabited, and the land left desolate, till the Eternal banishes the folk afar, and wide tracts of the land lie bare. If even a tenth of them be spared, they too must be burned up, like stumps of oak and terebinth that have been felled. These stumps are the sacred race. Listen, O ye deaf, look up and see, ye blind. Who is as blind as my servant, as deaf as my messenger? Who is as blind as my devotee, as blind as the eternal servant? You have marked nothing for all that you have seen. You have not heard, although your ears were open. The Eternal was pleased for his own purposes to render his law great and glorious. Though the people are all snared in holes, hidden away in prison, with none to rescue them as they are ravaged, with none to deliver as they are despoiled. Which of you has an ear for what I say? And who in days to come will listen when I cry, 'Who let Jacob be plundered, and Israel be robbed? Who vented upon them his burning anger and fierceness like a flame, scorching them, though they knew not why, burning them, though they heeded not?'" You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Isaiah.